Hey everybody, it's Dean Jackson. Welcome to our Money Making Websites Academy call for June. Boy, time is flying by this year. It's almost halfway point right now, and it's kind of been very exciting. Lots of cool stuff going on, and I've got now, we have the whole system in place to be able to set up the Create Space books that we were talking about at the Academy in February. And if you remember, if you were there, we've created a little paperback book from the How to Sell Your House for Top Dollar Fast. And it's right after this call, I'll post up in the Facebook group a picture of these, but I'm looking at two things that we have now. We've done the How to Sell Your House for Top Dollar Fast book, which is a 5x8 paperback book. It looks just like a book that you would see in the bookstore, like a nice perfect bound book, no staples like the ones that we've been using there. So I think it really elevates kind of the value perception that people see when they get this. So we've got it all set up that we can now, with just a little bit of information from you, the picture and all of your contact information, we can get all these set up, and they you can print them off one at a time or 1,000 at a time, whatever you like, and they come out to be $2.15 from Amazon. So we've been really kind of embracing this model in all kinds of ways. I think in other areas, I have like 16 titles on using this process now. So we've gone through the process. We're set up as a publisher on there to set up the templates, and we can just drop all of your information in there and print off those books as you want them. I'd recommend it'd be something that you'd probably get like 50 copies, because if you're getting one at a time, you still have to pay shipping to get them. So I'd say that brings down your cost per book on these. But when you see this picture, you're going to see it's really cool. So we're ready for that. So what I would love if you would, if that's something that you would like to do, I'm going to post up in our Facebook group, on the Money Making Websites Facebook group. I'll post up the picture. Leave a comment underneath, and that way we will have, I'll have Glenn Linton, who's the guy who's doing all of this with us, I'll have him connect with you, and then he'll send you just a email with the info that we need, and you can attach your picture, and if you want to have your, if you need your company info and all that for the book, you can send that to him, and he'll be able to set it all up for everybody. So looking to get that, that's ready to go, and as soon as we're as soon as we get your info, those can be on the way. So this is for the your getting listings, how to sell your house for top dollar fast book. Now, the what we've got in prototype right now, and I'll show you a copy of Chuck Charlton's. We've got a 6x9 version of the guide to Milton real estate prices. So we've got the you know, a beautiful paperback format book of that. And so that's, oh, hang on one second, because somebody might be telling me something about our online here. Hello? Hi. Oh, okay, no, I'm on the Academy call. I thought you were calling to tell me that nobody could hear me or something like that. So I'm gonna get back to it. Thanks, Ilya. Okay, sorry about that. Somebody was calling me from downstairs, and I thought it was Lillian trying to tell me that maybe you guys couldn't hear me or something. So that's the only reason I answered it. So this, the paperback, the 6x9 of the Guide to Milton Real Estate Prices. This is really like a fantastic looking format. So I'll put up the pictures of that. That one. What I'd like to do, we're ready to go for everybody who wants to do the How to Sell Your House for Top Dollar Fast booklet. What I'd like to do, we need to set up the template for the Guide to Milton Real Estate Prices, or the guide to whatever your real estate prices is. So I would say that put up the picture of that, leave a comment if you want to set up that one, and just know that Glenn will, pick the first couple of people to set up the template for that. But it's awesome. So we're coming into now like the summertime here, July and August, and I always like to look at this period as like summer school, your time to now kind of get do a lot of remodeling, a lot of revamping, a lot of things to prepare now for having a fantastic fall and carrying that momentum into the new year. And so one of the things that we've really been kind of working on here is I've been working with people on creating this kind of mindset of being a market maker. And we talked about it, and I've talked about it for a long time, but I'm starting to see now the actual practical application of it, of how to actually do it in practice. And so when you start thinking about picking, you've heard me talk about triangulation, and that's really what being a market maker is about. And so all this kind of convergence of our focus on generating seller leads with the Getting Listings program, like the lakefront leads, and our focus on finding lakefront buyers with the lakefrontweekly.com, and this mindset of the being a market maker on those and being able to connect people has really been a tremendous thing. Because when you really start now to look at where are the opportunities that you have to do this, it's, I think, in every way an opportunity for you to build into your week a point in time where you start thinking about being a market maker. And it could be Market Maker Monday or something like that, where on that day you spend just a little bit of time, and it could be in conjunction with your, weekly planning meeting or your weekly team meeting, or just your time for thinking about how you're laying out your week, to look at your week and to see what are you doing this week? Who are you showing houses to? Who are you going to see this week about selling their house? And how can you now look for opportunities to be a market maker? And so I look at the inventory, the three sort of inventories that you have of your buyer leads, the people who are looking for homes that you've got access to communicate to through your GetResponse account, and for the ones who have taken that next step and kind of informed you about what they're looking for, like have asked for MarketWatch or have asked for your guide and told you the parameters that they're kind of looking for. That to look at that as your sort of buyer inventory, and when you're going out on a listing appointment to kind of look through and be able to see who do you have that you could let them know about this house that you're going out to see. I just literally got off the phone with Chuck Charlton right before this call, and we were talking about this idea of in his daily email that he sends out notifying people about the Milton Daily Homes video, to include in that just a quick little PS or a segment of the email that says, "Hey, I'm just going out to see a couple in Hawthorne Village, and they've got a townhouse that's going to be coming on the market. It's this and this and this, and if that's something, if that's what you're looking for, just reply to this email, let me know, and I'll get you all the details about it before we put it on the market." So you're giving people like this, you're sort of formalizing that your silent market idea, and there's so many benefits of that in that when you go out to see these people now, rather than saying like all the other real estate agents that are going to go out and see them, their conversation at the table when they're talking about marketing their home is going to sort of use the listing as the starting point of the marketing. Like they say, you know, when we list your house, here's what we're going to do to find a buyer. But it's all sort of contingent on getting the listing to now start the marketing. And when you go in, and because of what you do, and because of how you've been generating leads for months now, you go in with a whole mindset that, listen, we started looking for the buyer for your house 180 days ago, and I just sent out a little email about coming to see you, and here's six people or eight people or four people or 10 people or whatever it is who've replied asking me to get them information about your house. So you're coming in, and now you're not only coming with just a marketing plan, but you're coming with access to a potential market of buyers. And so it's kind of an exciting thing. And then also, when you are showing homes, to be able to look in your inventory of people who have responded to your getting listings, or people who have asked for your seller book on your money-making website, that you've got them, you know, you've identified people as seller prospects. Now, whenever you've got a buyer and you're showing houses this week, you've got that opportunity to now send a quick email into those people who are your seller prospects, and to your clients, your sphere, the people who already have you, that you're sending your world's most interesting postcard to, or your existing clients, or the people who already know you, like you, and trust you. And so, very excited because I shared this idea with Jeff Shamus, who is the creator of allclients.com. And what I mentioned to him would be the most fantastic thing would be to have a market maker module for all clients, where you can have that it automatically maps with pins where on the map all of your prospects are, where your clients, your sphere are, and tags the your buyers, so that you can now easily go in and match people up. So that's a summer project that we're going to be working on, which will be kind of like a pretty cool conversion tool. So I'm very excited about that. And then I'd like to hear kind of what you guys are working on, how the first half of the year kind of went. We're coming up to the 6 month mark, and I mentioned at the academy that one of the things that you know, people want to know. It was very funny because we did the whole theme of the academy was the, you know, my top 10 money getting ideas for your real estate business after 25 years now of doing it. And my, you know, number one on the way of growth was to know your numbers. And what we found at the academy going around the table is the awareness that we had about the numbers is that most people don't have an awareness of their numbers. And so people want to know, like, where do you stand in relation to everybody else? Are you normal, kind of thing? And so at the 6 month mark, what we're going to do, and I'll ask for your cooperation on this, is Along with Nikki, we're going to do a survey of all of our Money Making Websites members to find out, because we can see how much, how many visitors you're getting. We can see how many people come into your GetResponse account. We always track those knowable numbers, but what we don't see is how many people you actually convert, how many people you're working with, and what your multiplier is when you, you know, how we know how much you spend and how much do you make, because it would be valuable to see where you stand in relation to everybody else. So it's kind of like doing a census sort of thing over the summer here for the last 12 months. That would be really valuable for everybody. So watch your inbox and watch our Facebook group, and imagine we're going to have to do a kind of multi-tiered campaign here to get as much participation in that as we can. But the result of that will be that we'll have a very comprehensive report to show what is actually happening, what numbers other people are getting, what you could aspire to, and where the big opportunity is for you. So that's going to be sort of one of our big summer projects. So if you don't have your numbers together, it would be really valuable for you to do it for yourself, not just for me. This is something that would be very valuable for you. And if you kind of look at it as a progression, you know, if you look at it as a series of benchmarks or milestones along the way, you know, we look at how much money did you spend on getting visitors to the site, and how many people did you get in your GetResponse account, and, you know, how many leads did you get. Those things are all kind of knowable numbers, but the next most valuable number is how many transactions did you close, how many buyers did you help or sellers did you help, and what was the total commission. So the two things that we need your help with, it would be great if you knew, you know, more about when they first came into your website, or, you know, how long they were in your GetResponse account. But for your purposes and for our purposes, it'd be valuable for you to know how those numbers work out. So if we can just get those numbers collectively, we'll be able to show people, well, this is what people are getting conversion-wise on their landing page, and this is the number of leads that people are generating, this is the number of transactions that people are doing, and this is the multiple, the amount of money that they're making as a factor of how much they spent on the one end. So what at the end result of this, it would be good to know that the median conversion multiplier is 10 or whatever it is, that for every dollar that it multiplies by 10, or that it's 15 or 5 or whatever it is, it'd be valuable to know. So look forward to working on that over the summer here. So there's lots of good stuff going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the call right now, and I want to talk about what's been going on for you, any things that you have, any insights that you've had, any questions that you have. Just press *6 on your phone. That's going to bring you into the queue here, and we'll have a good discussion here. Okay, here's our first one. *6 on your phone. That'll bring you into the queue, and I can bring you into the call. Is this Josh Halas?
Dean, it's Josh Halas. That's pretty scary that you're analyzing my number over there. What's going on?
Good. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. It's great to talk with you. I am just thoroughly enjoying the deep psychology and thinking that's going on behind the scenes. I want to say behind the scenes, and I love marketing, but you guys are bringing it to the front burner, you know?
Yeah, this is the thing, is that, you know, the great news, the synergy of all of that is that I'm getting insights, you know, it's almost like this perpetual feedback loop that, you know, I'm really deep into and have spent 25 years applying all of this marketing stuff to real estate and bringing it now and applying it to other businesses and seeing things in other industries, it's really helping me to understand the deeper psychology of what's going on, just like you said. And so we're very excited. Just constant improvement on that.
Yeah, well, I've been learning just so much from that, and I love, you know, brainstorming myself. I was just telling Duncan the other day that, you know, there's times to brainstorm and critically think and map things out, and then there's times to just, you know what, get it out the door and test it and just mm-hmm. see what happens, you know. So I'm just thoroughly enjoying all of the thinking. But I wanted to share a couple of successes with you.
Okay.
John Duncan and I have been experimenting with, you know, we started thinking about when you go to, let's say you work for a, you know, a big brokerage company, you know, Remax or something like that. And, you know, you go to the weekly meetings that they usually have and, you know, you maybe have 15, 20, you know, agents show up and listen to the meeting. And there'll be some agents that get up there and present some new listings that are coming up soon, and they try to match up some buyers within that one room, and nothing ever really comes of that. So what John and I talked about, we took that concept of everything that you've always mentioned with pre-market information, and mm-hmm. we said, you know what? What if we went outside of our company and contacted the local agents, the most active agents in our area, and brought them into one place and one platform and said, let's all share our pre-listing information here, and then we can take it outside to our personal lists and clients and things like that. And so we've done that. The group is very small right now, but the concept has really taken hold of with these other agents, and they're interacting within this group, and they're sharing their listings before they come up on the market. And John and I are in return going to our list, and he's presenting it as, hey, you know, would you like to have access to homes before they come on the market? And he's having a lot of tangible success from utilizing that concept. So I thought that was pretty cool. And kind of to just top that off, what we did was we started a Facebook group. And those
mm-hmm.
are
Facebook
really
groups
becoming
are great.
A lot of fun. So it's a closed
yeah.
Facebook group, and we're using that as the platform. So anybody listening, anybody within the money-making website industry can do that. They can, you know, take the reins and call the people in their local area and start their own local chapter, you know, within those things, and it's really doing well for us. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we're doing that, and I also wanted to give some people some encouragement on the getting listings. I'm doing three subdivisions now, but I had some early success within my first one, but then it kind of tapered off, and but now it has come back like dramatically. And
mm-hmm.
the thing that I'm realizing is the other thing you always say is it's not just getting a listing sold, it's capitalizing on all of the other opportunities we have at our disposal once we get a listing. You know,
yeah.
we talk about the
all the strategic
priorities.
Objectives. That was what that's, you know, one of the things that I talked about at the Academy was the leveraging your listings, that, you know, not only just getting it sold, but having the opportunity to find the buyer and to find another buyer and to get the next listing and to get a referral. I mean, those four objectives are in addition to just getting it sold. So potentially there's, you know, just even having an awareness of that brings more potential, you know?
Absolutely. And I can tie, you know, not only are people, the encouragement I wanted to have was, you know, you've got to stick with this program at least 12 months. I mean, because it just seems
yeah.
like after that, it starts snowballing. People are like, hey, I've been getting your reports. Hey, I've been getting your reports. And,
yeah.
you know, it's almost like they just reward consistency, you know? Like,
yes, it does.
Like, this poor guy's been mailing me this stuff for free for a year. I've got to call him, you know? So,
yeah.
it's been going great with that. I mailed out the postcard of, you know, what your neighbor did last night on my last listing that I got. And I got, I think, two opt-ins from that postcard. But remember, it was just around 100 people, so that's still not
right.
bad. And
right.
One of them, and I don't even look at that, you know, but one of them opted in, and they went on a drip campaign. They responded to the drip campaign. I ended up having an appointment with them, and they have another house, you know, kind of near our area that they need to sell. It's a $400,000 home, and they're going to sell their home in the subdivision. So it's going to be a two-deal thing from that postcard alone. So,
right on.
Those are
great.
Just great things I wanted to share with you, man.
That's awesome. You know, so the next, you know, what really brings leverage to that is if you're doing it in an area where now, parallel to that, you can start looking for buyers at the same time. You know, so now, like I said, with the lakefront, we got the lakefront sellers, and we're doing, you know, we've got the guide to lakefront real estate prices and lakefront weekly. So we're looking for people who are looking for lakefront homes.
Exactly.
And being a market maker on that. So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
That's a killer opportunity. And one thing, I'll have this ready very shortly too, is adding now on the back of the just listed and just sold cards is putting the actual getting listings postcard on the back half of the backside of the card. So we do the, you know, the 5.5 by 8.5 version of the just listed card. And so on the front side, we've got the, you know, do you know what your neighbors did? Or your neighbors got exactly what they deserved. And then on the back, on the left half of the card, the actual getting listings card that offers the free report on that neighborhood house prices. So.
Yeah, that's great.
That's
awesome,
been,
man.
That's bumped up the response for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that is different because I just had just a small paragraph to offer on mine, which it got, you know, a couple of opt-ins. So your idea of making it a little bit broader and more, you know, visually.
Yeah, so sending it in, like whatever that, however you would describe that house, if it's in River Oaks, you know, then it's putting the free River Oaks one on there. And then we're doing that same thing on the Infobox flyers, of course. But
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for everything that you're sharing.
Come on.
And you keep up the good work, man. Thanks, Dean.
Yep. Star 6 on your phone. That'll bring you into the queue. There we go. Hello.
Oh, hi, Dean.
Hi.
Hey, it's Kirk Walper up from Canada. Yeah, Parksville on Vancouver Island.
Awesome.
Yeah, so finally you actually get to get on your call and not just listen to the recording. And great to talk with you. I wanted to give you an update on what's been happening. We've been running three of your programs. So on today, I just sent out my 30th Market Watch newsletter. And
oh, nice!
I think
in
it's
a row?
It's been 30, and I haven't missed one. So, but we've been running that for 6 months, and we've got 977 people in the Get Response account. Which is we've had a huge response. So it's cost about $1,380 in, and we've just wrote, actually in the last 2 weeks, we've written three deals. Those are the first three. So it's taken about 6 months, but we've finally got three deals written as a result of those people.
That's awesome.
So that's good. And then also doing the getting listings, I'm sending out to three different neighborhoods, which is 2,000 homes. And we've got... I've got one listing, actually two listings out of it so far that are still active. So that's been working, and we've got about 50 people right now that are getting the monthly letters that we send out.
Great, so that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's good. And then the most interesting postcard, which we sent out, we've just got 74 people on our list. We've sent it out 3 times, and I've got one listing that just sold on Friday, and we've got another referral client that's going to be listing here in the next week. So we've actually had really good success with the systems,
that's
and
awesome.
I just can't wait for more time to go by.
That's exactly what happens. Is it really is like, it's one of those things that's like it's inevitable, you know, and it's just the consistency of doing it.
Yeah. So my one question, I also do the Infobox flyers, and we've got the 1-800 number on there, and actually end up getting, we get so many hang up calls, and
yeah.
Very few off of the Infobox flyers will actually leave their or leave a message.
Yeah.
And do you phone those people? Like, because we get their
number.
Right?
No. Never.
Okay, because I haven't been, but
yeah,
I'm just wondering.
No, it depends what you're offering too. So now the Infobox flyer, you know, what we've been doing is putting information about the house and then steering people to the single property website.
Mm-hmm.
But on the back side of the flyer, we've been doing a listing lead generator, like the the equivalent of the getting listings postcard on the
yep.
on the back side, and then driving people to your website to search all the homes.
Yeah. Well, and that's you had a template posted at one time on.
Yeah, that's the template.
Yeah.
That's the one.
So use that. And I guess that's what I don't know is indirectly people are probably going to the website and signing up, you know, getting into our GetResponse account. But I guess we just aren't measuring that because the flyers.
Well, one of the things that I would do, what we do to do that is we track with a separate URL. So within your website, you have different reference pages, like you've got different landing pages.
Yeah.
And so we set up a separate URL that goes to one of those landing pages, so it's coded in your GetResponse account so you can tell where they've come from.
Okay.
So we do that same thing for Craigslist and for Infobox flyers and print ads, all those things. We can track it with different URLs.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that. I haven't done that. I've just been. I mean, it's kind of. I mean, everything's been rolling. We just kind of went with it and jumped in with both feet. So I guess over time here, we'll have to try and kind of do that. But yeah, I know I'm really happy with everything and starting to see the results now. So that's good for a while there. You know, you're spending money and there's lots of people and doing all this.
I know.
Now
absolutely.
It's starting to click. So.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And now you've crossed the benchmark that you've had, you start layering. It's like the first benchmark is 90 days because that's kind of like, you know, most people it's at least 90 days before they decide to do something. So in that period between 90 days and 6 months, what you have to realize is that at the 6 month mark, you've really only had, at the most 3 months worth of people who have crossed the 90-day mark,
right.
You know? Now you're at month 6 and you've only, the oldest person they've just crossed the line to 6 months, you know?
Right.
So as you move that population, they're gestating through that 12-month process, you know?
Right.
It's awesome.
Okay, and one last question. With the getting listings, the postcards that go out, now, do you find, like, we live in a smaller community, and there's about 40,000 people in the area, and
mm-hmm.
and there's really 3 towns that
mm-hmm.
we market towards. Do you, I guess as far as printing costs and everything goes, it makes more sense to just put out ParksvilleHousePrices, .com, rather
mm-hmm.
than... you know, really getting specific on the individual areas, like, you know, Maple Glen.
Well, if you've
Glen
got areas that are over, 500 homes, like if you can cluster them in 500s, that's worth it. I mean, we just did a mailing here in Winter Haven to 1,800 homes. Julie's working with an investor buyer who's buying up, everything they can in a particular price range. So we picked all the neighborhoods that fit those. Some of them only have 50 homes in them, and some of them have you know, 150 homes in them. But we did a separate postcard for each of those neighborhoods, and response rates are phenomenal. I mean, finding the more that you focus, the more that you narrow your focus, the amplification of the response is worth it. You know, just I'm finding the same thing. So I do Facebook advertising myself for right now. We have a campaign going for the world's most interesting postcard. So we have a report at gettingreferrals.com, and we're doing Facebook ads to real estate agents. Now, when typically people are doing Facebook ads, they'll get one category called real estate agents, and they'll lump everybody in there, and they'll have a one group that they're reaching a million people, right? A million real estate agents. And but what we've done is narrow our focus to very specific audiences. So we're doing a separate campaign for Florida Association of Realtors members, and we're doing a separate campaign for some of the bigger city ones, and we're doing a separate campaign for Coldwell Banker and for REMAX. So in the ads, we're able to put the logo of the Florida Association of Realtors, and we'll say, you know, FAR, Florida Association report, and say, you know, new report for Florida Association of Realtor members shows the psychology of why people will or will not refer you. And they click through. Now, a good click-through rate on a Facebook ad is if you can get 0.08% response on that, that would be a winner. You can go, you could roll out with that. We're getting as high as 8.7% click-through. Wow. 100 times better by being so narrowly focused. And Nathan, who runs that whole campaign for me, is we've got it now. Yesterday, our opt-ins were costing 57 cents. So we're getting opt-ins for less than a dollar, which is phenomenal. I would happily pay $5. I'd be thrilled to pay $3, but 57 cents it's ridiculous. I would take as many of them as I can get, you know, because that's how it all starts.
All right. Well, we'll focus on getting more specific with the areas.
Yeah. Don't get limited by the logistics, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to see that it's worth being narrow.
Okay.
Okay. That's great, Kirk.
Yeah, excellent.
Thank you so much for sharing, and congratulations. Glad you can make it on one of the live calls here.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Dean, it's Ron Cedillo.
Ron Cedillo.
Hey, I'm this week I kind of had a little breakthrough, and want to shout out to Chuck Charlton about this. I was looking at what's the biggest hole in my business. And I realized it was follow-up.
Uh-huh.
We're generating enough leads, but our follow-up was just horrendous. And he turned me on to Follow-Up Boss,
uh-huh.
a 7-step program, and we're implementing it now and so excited about it. So
that's great.
I don't know if anyone else is having problems with follow-up, because we know how to generate leads, but if you don't have it,
that's what I'm saying. That's the biggest thing. Like, that's my summer project is getting this conversion machine. You know, like what I was saying with all clients, of getting things to where, you know, putting in the market maker module and integrating some of the, you know, so our 7-step connection process is automatically pegged and all that stuff, just making it more, you know, easier to do all the things that need to be done, having it all in one place.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's one of our big key components. We find that we could generate leads. That's the easy part because of what you taught us over years.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now it's the follow-up system. That's where I think our biggest hole is, and we're going to work on that. The question I had for you was the book. I got on about 2 minutes late. Is it going to show as we are the authors of the book?
Yeah, absolutely. So the one, so we've got the, it's the How to Sell Your House for Top Dollar Fast book, the same one that we use in Getting Listings, mm-hmm. but it would have your picture, your name, your info as the author. So yeah, it's
perfect. And
pretty cool.
That's ready to go now, for the most part.
Yep, that's ready to go now. So I'm going to put up a picture of that on the Facebook page, and just leave a comment, and then watch for Glenn Linton to connect with you. And he'll
okay. And then
make it all happen.
My summer project, besides those two things, is the Madcast.
Mm-hmm.
I would love if you want to sit down one day and just help me. I kind of almost have like 90% of it in my mind done. I'm pretty much
mm-hmm.
ready to go on this. So whenever
that's
you can
awesome.
Sit down and you can guide me so I can be successful, I'd appreciate that.
Perfect. Well, good. That's the we're still we've launched our I Love Marketing Magcast, just the initial issue, and then we're I'm actually going to Australia in August, and one of the things is to work with Ed on this for our launch in the fall for the I Love Marketing Magcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. So my thought process behind it was doing like we have our Living in Living in Tracy magazine Living in Tracy website. I wanted
mm-hmm.
to do a Living in Tracy Magcast.
Yeah, I love that idea.
Yeah, just take, once again, you always talked about joining a BNI group or a lead group.
Mm-hmm.
I have 10 different authors that can contribute to this.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's, all the content just doesn't come from me. What other special thing would you throw in there to make it more valuable?
I think, that it really becomes about, I think if you can make it valuable for homeowners in Tracy, like that it becomes something that is, enhancing your life, in Tracy. You've heard me talk sometimes about this idea of managed home ownership, that if it's all like home related type of things, I think that's really where there's a big opportunity. I would reread, if you haven't read, The One-to-One Future.
Never even heard
because,
of that book.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
So it was written in 1996 by Don Peppers and Martha Rogers. And it really is phenomenal because the things that they were talking about seemed a little far out, like in 1996. Executionally, they were harder to do. But now the way that technology has evolved, it's right in tune now. That book is even more exciting now than it was then. But that's what got me thinking that whole way,
Okay. Thank you. I do appreciate it. I was thinking of just having restaurants give them free advertising space, but say...
I think if you focus it and make it about home ownership, that's going to be much more parallel to what's going to be valuable to you ultimately,
Okay.
Rather than just like another advertising vehicle for local businesses, I think if you take it that this collective is, the opportunity to help and add value to homeowners in Tracy.
Got it. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
The other question I was going to have is, how hard was it putting it together? Was it simple, easy? Was it difficult?
You want to know the secret?
Yeah.
So my whole mantra is I focus on what?
Marketing.
And then the only question that I ask is who?
Yeah.
So how easy was it? It was, hey, Glenn, read all of this stuff, put me together a Magcast.
Interesting.
That's how easy it was for me.
Okay.
But so there's the thing is you need to just find somebody. And there's nothing really technically that difficult about it. They're basically creating a PDF, So if you can create a PDF and then Ed Dale has that whole MagCast system to, you know, turn it into a MagCast app and put all the interactivity into it, and they're really just kind of drag and drop elements.
Okay. And then I always ask, because I always want to make sure you get credit for things. Do you get a discount? Do you need me to go through a link for you, an affiliate link?
I don't think that it's even open yet, but I mean, certainly I can get you in to set it up. I don't think he's launching till the fall, but if you're ready, I can ask Ed and we can get you some information.
Yeah, I'd love to, if you can. That'd be
okay.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, Dean, this is Paul from Los Angeles. How you doing?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
I'm great. Got a couple of questions for you real fast. The booklet, you said you get that through the money-making websites Facebook group?
Yes.
Where is that group at? I guess I don't know where that Facebook group is at.
Oh, okay. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I'm going to make a note here to add you to the group. So
oh, okay.
We'll,
is that like a private group?
Yeah, it's just for
oh,
our
okay.
money-making websites members. So I'll have a note here, so I'll have Nikki or Lillian connect with you and get you set up. If there's anybody else who's not on that Facebook group, can you send an email to Lillian, Lillian, at deanjackson.com, and just put Facebook group in the subject line. And that way, if there's anybody on the call who's not part of the Facebook group, we can get you set up to join us.
All right, cool. And then a couple more things. Running out we've been marketing through the money making websites, and we're getting some good response right now. Finally, so I guess like you said, it's just being patient, and you know, and now we're starting to get people just call me left and right or email me. Hey, I want to see this house. I want to
get
out here. So it's kind of exciting. Those things are going on. When I put my cue to ask you a question, I missed some information. You guys were talking about you know how it bleeps off and you can't hear what's going on, but you talked about the flyer. What is the information that you put on a flyer, on the InfoBox flyer?
So on the InfoBox flyer, there's a template, and you'll see it on the Facebook group. It's also on dailydashboard.com that we've been using for the InfoBox. So on the front side, we just have the information about the house, and we're sending them to the the single property website.
Single property
and,
website,
and
is that something that a program that
yeah,
you have
you've
also?
Got, that's part of your money making websites is the 24-hour house tours site where you can put up all your listings.
Okay. So I find that on the Daily Dashboard also, the single property website?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
And so then on the back side, we have two lead generators. We do the getting listings offer, the report, the neighborhood report offer on the back there.
Uh-huh.
And then have the another thing with the driving people to your website.
So driving people to the website?
Yeah, drive people to. So it's the ad to search all the homes for sale. So we drive people to, say, search winterhavenhomes.com, for instance, where we use a separate tracking URL so we can know when people are coming from the InfoBox flyers versus coming from AdWords. And we have a separate one also for Craigslist. So that way we're not just sending everybody to the same one and not knowing where they're coming from.
Okay. So we have the 800 line plus the website, but then we have a separate tracking URL on that one. Okay. And then I could set that up through if I send an email to support, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And one last question. When you were talking about this, you gentleman said that you get a lot of hang-ups and that you guys don't usually return those hang-up calls.
Right, don't at all. And typically you're going to get less hang-ups if we're doing something like a specific offer. So if we're offering them the report on River Oaks house prices,
uh-huh.
they're going to leave their info because they want to request that.
You know, it's just I have found that through the Getting Listings program, I would tell you that I would say that 90% of people who call do not leave any information. And if we haven't called those people back, I probably wouldn't have any very few leads at all. I don't know, maybe it's different in my neighborhood, but it seems like almost nobody leaves a message. And then we have to always call back all those hang-ups to nurture those people and get their information so we can start, you know, put them in a campaign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. And if you've been successful with it, that's awesome.
Yeah, because otherwise, I mean, I'm just saying that I'm seeing this as a service maybe to some of the other agents who may be in a similar.
Oh yeah, no, and I'm not saying it's wrong to call them. Is most people don't want to call them. But if you're willing and good at it, then.
Because otherwise, you know what, the program wouldn't work for us if that was the case. If we waited for people just to leave their information, you know,
right.
I'd be out of business right now. You know? So I'm just saying that's just to other agents. I'm sure there's other agents out there who are in a similar area like mine that
we
have to be a little bit more aggressive or assertive, I guess, with our follow-up, even to people who just hang up, because otherwise we wouldn't get anything, you know?
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, that's all, Dean. Thanks for your help.
Awesome, Paul. Thanks. Good to talk to you. Hello.
Hello, Dean.
Hi.
Dean, Harry Nelson, Southampton,
Long
Island.
Hey, Harry Nelson.
Okay, I had a question as far as getting addresses for the postcards, you know, for the 1,000 area, whatever. What would other people, maybe they can suggest, I know you might talk about title companies, but sometimes you run into dead ends, and I find that it's difficult sometimes without having to write things out manually, but to find somebody that might be interested in whether you sell or offer, you know, a mailing list.
Yeah. Prospects Plus, who does all of our postcard mailings, they and you can link to them right through Getting Listings in the members area. They have the database of everybody in the country. So they've got a whole mapping area where you can choose where you want to get the names, and they put the list together for you.
Okay, that's right. I have used them in their postcards in the past, and glad I called. All right, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's easy.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, Dean, thank you.
Thanks. Oh, sorry, I just got my phone caught up on the back of my chair. Here we go. There we go.
Hey, Dean. This is Jeff Morris and Carly Grace in Chicago. How you doing?
Hey, great. How are you?
I had a couple of questions that weren't related to what you were talking about that might relate or might be beneficial to others. I only recently found out with regards to Craigslist ads that there's something that Craigslist does called ghosting, and I was wondering if the ads that you have set up for us and that we run every day, have you run into that ghosting problem?
Yeah,
before?
And that's all. Part of the thing about Craigslist is that it's community policed. So if different communities are more vigilant than others in the way that they flag people or whatever. So we've found, like, sometimes with the service offers that we've done, like the bank-owned list and things like that, that if you're using those, sometimes they will get flagged. And so what we've been doing to offset that is using real properties, like using advertising HUD homes, where we could put a real property, put the info about the property, and then when they come in, we have a you know, a picture of the property, and then in addition to that, we include the ad for the inventory list for all the bank-owned homes. So you're doing it, you know, there's real properties, which we're following all of the, you know, you're doing it the way that Craigslist kind of intended it to do, that doesn't get flagged, but you're also then getting the value, you know.
Okay, because actually with regards to your ads that we're running, I don't believe that we have gotten ghosted. But
yeah,
I run
some people do and some people don't. It's just like even with our AdWords on Google, you know, we have, you know, 94% of the people don't, they never have an issue. And then every now and then, you know, we add 30 people a month and, you know, 1 month everybody is approved, then the next month for no reason, 3 of the 30 are, you know, flagged, and we have to go in and do some changes. But it's just where it's a kind of subjective system, you know, different people interpret things differently. And
yeah.
You just have to be adaptable and roll with it.
Yeah, because what I started to say with regards to the ghosting is I run a bunch of other ads for other reasons on Craigslist, and
yeah.
So I was just finding out, you know, the ways that I can prevent that. So thank you for that.
Good.
A couple other questions that may also relate to everybody else. What do you suggest we do with regards to Google Plus and Google Local as it pertains to our specific money-making URL?
Well, anything that you can do to, you know, get the word out about your website, I put all those things as, you know, the collective effort of putting it on all your print ads, on your business cards, in your email signature, on your everything that you're doing. That would just be one of those things. I don't have a specifically like a Google Plus strategy for it, but one of the things, you know, with Google Local is certainly getting your listing, you know, and all that stuff optimized. But the plan is in the fall here to have a sort of traffic getting focus where in addition to, because so many times what we find is that 99% of the people who have their money-making websites, the only thing they're doing is Google AdWords, you know. And then it, unfortunately, if anything ever, if they run into a challenge or they, you know, get put on hold or anything like that, then they realize, well, we're not doing anything else to get visitors. So we're going to have a whole traffic-getting focus with all the other things that you can be doing to get visitors, including doing the things like Craigslist ads and Facebook ads and all the off-site things that you can do, like getting on Google Local and, you know, all of those kind of things, YouTube strategies. And that would be my hope is that by the end of the year, we can get everybody focused with a real multi-faceted traffic approach rather than just the one that if anything happens to disrupt that Google path, that now you're completely dried up, you know, and that's just a real precarious situation to be in.
Okay. I think Carly may have a question. Hang on a second. Yeah, here she is.
Okay.
My question is, you know, when we're having the leads come in and we have to wait for them to self-identify as an active lead, and that seems to be the issue. We have the leads that we're not even getting the conversion based on the weekly letters, et cetera. Is there any clue you would suggest to piping that aspect so that they can actually get into the conversion mode so I can talk with them?
Well, what we look at the first line of communication is your get response account. So when we look at it, this is what this survey is going to really help us do too, so you can see what's normal for what other people are doing. So when you you know, when we go through that process with you over the next few weeks here, getting those numbers to look at the specifics, like to say, we're getting this many visitors, this many people are leaving their name and email address, this many people have asked for things, we've done this many transactions, and this is, you know, how long people are in the system. Those are all really valuable pieces of information that we're going to have access to as a result of the collective, you know, because right now your main thing is that you want to every single week be doing the weekly market watch to everybody and making sure that in each of those emails that you are sort of proactively inviting people to take the next step, you know, making offers and kind of focusing on being a market maker, like we talk about, where paying attention to all the things that you have going on. You know, if you're showing houses to make sure that people are aware of what's, you know, what's coming on the market, or just kind of inviting those people to engage in the dialogue.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Dean.
Yeah. All right, guys. So that's it for today. I've got to run right now. We're right at the top of the hour. So thank you for coming on. Lots of great insights. Very happy to hear all the success stories. And I guess the big lesson, if you listen to all the people who are sharing their results first half of the year here, it's really about to hanging in there, consistently doing it. And once it turns, it just continues to go and go and go. So very exciting. Thanks for participating. Watch on the Facebook group, and I'm going to put up those pictures of the books so that you can get that process going too. Thanks for coming on the call, guys. I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.